Welcome to the Healing Peddlers podcast. My name is Marianne Susi. I'm the founder of healingpeddlers.com and author of the books Healing Peddlers, From Grief to Gratitude After Peddlers, The Healing Peddlers Two-Letter Writing Technique, and Healing Peddlers Guilt. In this episode of the Healing Peddlers podcast, we meet Angel Dog Edie. As I get ready to do the Healing Peddlers journey for Cat's Angel Dog Edie, I go within. Focusing on Edie, I get a feeling and vision of waking up in the morning. It's a sunny day, and the sun is shining into the room. Right next to the bed, standing by the window in the sunlight, is Edie, just standing there, radiating peace and love, bathed in light. I sit up and reach out my hands, and Edie moves towards me, placing her head in my hands. I touch her gently and say, "Thank you, Edie, for coming to meet me. I'm honored to meet you. As you probably know already, I'm here reaching out to you on behalf of your family. They love you so much and miss you. It would mean so much to them to receive a message from you. Will you speak with me now? My heart, mind, and soul are open to you. I'm listening." Edie looks up at me and smiles. "Thank you for coming. I appreciate your visit, so I have the opportunity to reach out to my family in their time of grief. As you can see, I hold the light and bring the light. I did that with the spark of joy and light I had when I was just a puppy, and I did that with my unconditional love and unwavering loyalty I had as I grew older. Look at the feelings I brought out in you, my dearest family, and look at the qualities I embodied that you felt were uniquely mine. Reconnect with those qualities and feelings now that I am no longer with you in my physical form, and then realize that part of me and the love we shared is not gone but blesses you still. Use the mornings when your heart and mind are open to connect with my gentle soul and joyful spirit. As you reach out to me, be open to how I come to you. It may depend on what precious memory is present in your heart and mind. It may be energetic joy and playfulness that you can use to embody in your life now, or it may be my quiet, gentle presence holding you in that deep, deep love that is ours. Open up to that love and let it soothe the feelings of longing and grief that come up. For as you do, a gratitude that is beyond the mind, but of the soul, emerges and fills your whole being. Each day enter the state of gratitude willingly by a focused practice and a surrendering to the now. You see, the now does not only contain the grief, it is also filled with the many precious and fond memories of the life and love we shared. Unconditional love is a key phrase. Love without the buts and with an awareness of the presence of the divine in your life. Find that divine light and love in little children and in animals in nature. As you spend time in nature, you get closer to your soul. When you feel your soul, you feel me too, for our souls are family and they are traveling through lifetimes and the universe, touching each other as the waves of the sea will unavoidably touch the shore. Have faith that we will meet again. I am okay. I am healed and whole in the light. It was my time, and I appreciate your caring release of my spirit to the light. Please receive my love and eternal gratitude. Thank you for making your home mine. Thank you for letting me be part of your family. Love knows no boundaries, so know that my love will be available to you forever." As Edie stops speaking, I notice that her family is in the room too, touched by her beautiful, poignant message. In that moment, the scene behind Edie, with a sunlit window, seems to disappear and opens up to a big, open, divine landscape, a meadow filled with white flowers stretching far in all directions. A big white angel approaches us, radiating divine love, kindness, grace, mercy. A feeling of comfort and peace accompanies the angel. The scene reminds me of the release card from Radley Valentine's Angel Wisdom Tarot cards. I find a card in the deck, and as I become aware of the unicorn on the card, I suddenly see the unicorn stepping out from behind the angel in the journey too. Beautiful and surrounded by flowers in many colors. The unicorn goes to Edie and greets her warmly. "Are you ready to come with us?" unicorn asks. Edie smiles and nods. Some of the flowers from the unicorn envelop Edie and make her even more beautiful and radiant. The unicorn goes to Kat and offers her a beautiful bouquet of flowers, which she accepts. The boy from the photo is there too, and unicorn goes to the boy and offers him a blue butterfly. The boy gets excited about the blue butterfly, and as he holds out his hand, the butterfly lands on one of his fingers and says, "I will be your connection to Edie. Find her in your heart and connect with her through signs in nature that your heart knows is from Edie. The purity of her heart is aligned with yours. You are divinely guided and protected and so loved." Edie goes around to everyone and says a warm farewell to them. "Thank you for everything, my sweet family. I feel so blessed and loved, and I can now go forth in confidence that you will be okay. We have reconnected, and you know without a doubt that our love lives on. Reach out anytime you need me. Early morning when peace prevails is a great time. Let your heart guide you. As I stood by you in life, I stand by you in spirit with all my love. Goodbye for now, and blessings to you all." She looks one last time at her beloved family and joins the angel and the unicorn, and together they go into the light. Edie is divinely protected and guided and so loved. And to end with, I just want to share the cards that came up intuitively in the journey. From Radley Valentine's Angel Wisdom Tarot cards, the release card, the one with a big angel in a meadow with white flowers, and the unicorn. As I was going through the cards to find the release card, I came across two other cards that stood out to me as also very significant. They jumped out, and especially the blue butterfly that felt related very strongly to the little boy. One card was the Ace of Air, or you could say the Ace of Swords. That's a little boy with the sword and the blue butterfly. And the other one is the Page of Air. That is like an older version of the little boy, where you see an older boy with the sword and many blue butterflies. And that was the Healing Peddler's Journey with Angel Dog Edie. I recommend that you first listen to it without analyzing, just experiencing it like a meditation. And after some time, you can always look more into details about what stands out particularly. Is any action steps, anything you want to journal on or reflect on? And perhaps you feel inspired to look into the cards that I shared. Do what you feel inspired to do. You can read The Healing Peddler's Journey with Angel Dog Edie and see her photo at healingpeddlers.com. And if you wish to receive a message from your own animal friend that has passed, go to healingpeddlers.com and click the link at the top of the page where it says "Receive a message." Blessings and peace to you and your angel animals.